You are listening to episode 1 of Archive 81, Left of the Dial. Buckle up.
Yo, dude, is this gonna work? Cause like...
It'll work.
Hell yeah, man. Listen to that baby purr. Know what people say about cars. Anyway, love it.
All right. Checklist.
Don't you have this memorized, Nicholas? Like, you came up with it.
And yet, I'm still cautious. Who would have guessed? All right, we're in a four-door car that was made in Detroit between the years of 1971 and 75.
Oh, shit, you want me to respond? Yes, 1972 Plymouth Roadrunner. No idea whether that's cool or not, because I don't know shit about cars.
Fuel tank contains a mixture that is 12 parts gasoline and 1 part blood.
Yeah, man. Saw you bleed myself.
In the back seat, there is a vintage Skelly Oil highway map with all the town names crossed out in black marker.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to eBay.
The glove compartment is filled with discarded wrappers from no less than 4 fast food establishments, and the car radio has been anointed with the viscera of roadkill.
Yeah, and yeah. We also have snacks and water and shit in the back, but that's... not ritual related. You want me to list the fast food places?
That should be unnecessary.
And the recorder's working fine.
You exist, so yes, it appears to be working.
No, like, I know that, but you know, will it work once we cross over? Because, like...
It should work. It stands to reason.
Dude, like, I don't really want to hear should and stands to reason, you know?
Are you getting cold feet?
No. No, dude. I want this. I want this to work out. You know, I want to live in an actual body, not in a weird, staticky, teethy, whatever it is I actually am.
I'm aware. I sympathize. I have made modifications to the recorder, inspired by the time it was attached to my arm. The recording should be continuous, though.
What? I don't like that pause, dude.
It seems the recordings will be transmitting somewhere. Unavoidable if we want to make sure you continue existing.
You know, I am a fan of continuing to exist.
I guessed. Last time these recordings were transmitted directly to one Daniel Powell, whereas now they'll be transmitting to... God knows where. Some CB radio hobbyist, or... who knows? I can't be quite sure.
Magic shit, I know.
It's complex. Nevertheless, there shouldn't be any pauses in your existence. I'm sure of that.
Okay, dude. I trust you. So, what now?
All right, now we turn the radio on. And I start driving. I'm sure I don't need to remind you that you're not to touch the radio dial, correct?
Yeah, dude. It's the entire crux of the ritual.
Well, yes, it is.
So, when are we going to be picking stations up? Because, like, it looks to me like we're still driving around a friggin' Long Island parking garage.
Just wait.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, probably best to keep focused on the song. Let's drive.
Trees are not supposed to be that color.
I don't believe those are trees.
Shit.
Static Man, if you could stop vibrating, it's not helping.
Dude, I'm not doing anything.
I see it.
Yo, are we?
Yes, I believe so.
Man, that was really freaking weird.
Did you expect anything less?
Nah, just so fucked up. So, are we seeing the same thing?
Long stretch of highway, mesas jutting out at odd, unearthly angles.
Yeah, and fucked up New Mexico.
Don't touch it.
Dude, I wasn't going to. I was just wondering what's going to play next.
I believe the song's back now.
And that was number 5 on your favorite countdown. Didn't you just love that? Of course you did. You eat it up. You love it. Up next, number 4. I know you've been waiting for it. It was number 9 last week. But the fans really showed their support, and it's just been climbing up the charts. You know what it is? It's 35 minutes of radiator sounds from the Cleveland St. Mercy Hospital in 1984. Get ready.
No, you're not.
I'm not touching it. It's doing that on its own.
Like blood and milk, dispersed and diffused. An infection.
Elf Ogre, for the low, low price of your ability to enjoy music, you'll get all of the benefits available to each and every one of your family.
Take swine livers and boil them well. Take bread and grate a little lard, cut like it's grated, and white.
So is there any, like, reason to what we're listening to? Like, are you going to order me to fight a giant mecha version of a Cleveland radiator? I don't remember that being part of the friggin' vassal relationship, or whatever.
I don't believe you'll be fighting a mecha.
Because I have always wanted to do some anime shit, if that's not on the table.
You're a fan of anime?
Nah, man, I'm not a loser. I just watched Dragon Ball Z after school when I was a kid. And Pokemon. And I like Cowboy Bebop, and Neon Genesis Evangelion, and Mob Psycho 100 is really funny. So is One Punch Man. But Full Metal Alchemist is straight trash.
Huh. I don't exactly know what you're talking about, but I don't believe we'll have to fight a giant radiator. The body ritual, when I put it together, it's about purification, unsurprisingly. Difficult to put into words beyond that, though.
Yeah, okay, whatever it takes. And you've never watched any...
That was her.
Who are you talking about?
Did you not hear that?
Yo, dude, I mean, I heard some whispers.
That was my mother. That was my mother. Or her voice? It sounded exactly like her.
Nicholas, that's... Yo, you should really be watching the road.
No, that was my mother. Why did the radio play my mother's voice, and what was she-
Dude, seriously, watch out! Is it cool to turn off the car? Ritually speaking, I mean.
Yes.
Did you see what we hit? Because I didn't get a good look at it.
No.
You want to go out and check, or...
I don't know.
Okay, dude, I'm going to go out and check. Come with me or don't.
Probably best if we... All right. Oh, God. Do you know... Do you have any idea what that creature is?
Not a clue, my man. Not a friggin' clue. It's like kind of a rabbit with antlers, I guess.
And the glowing.
Yeah, its tail is hella weird.
Is it?
Yeah. You can kind of hear its breathing.
Oh, God.
Dude, it's not your fault at all. Like, this Bugs Bunny over here was fast. No way you could have swerved in time.
Thank you, but I should put it out of its misery.
You sure? I can kill it for you if you want. I'm sworn to you and shit, so it's...
Wait, what is it?
Should we...
Just wait.
Say yes.
Thank you, Static Man.
Did you really hear your mom's voice over the radio?
I believe so. Let's get back to the car.
So, we didn't just fuck ourselves by getting out of the car, right? Like, the ritual is still...
The ritual will still work. We can get out of the car anytime, but we only progress by driving and listening to the radio.
Cool. And you're sure? Because, like...
I'm sure.
You getting hungry? Because there are snacks in the back. I even packed those shitty Kashi or whatever bars you like, the ones that taste like Mother Nature's dry asshole.
I'm fine. Let's get going.
Fine by me. And thanks for doing this body ritual for everything. I really appreciate it, man.
Of course. Happy to help.
I always felt self-conscious about my teeth. I would never smile when a picture was taken because, well, who would want to see me?
There's a better way. At Drake Menendez Dentistry, we use top-of-the-line procedures to give you the teeth you deserve.
I never thought my smile would come back. But with Drake Menendez Dentistry, it has.
I've spent over 70 years molding the mouths of creatures into what they truly desire.
Yo, are you 100% certain we can't change the radio station?
Yes.
Before I came to Drake Menendez Dentistry, my teeth were dull and uninteresting. Now, they're sharp, and there are so many of them. I couldn't even tell you how many teeth are in my mouth. It's wonderful.
We can put as many teeth into your gaping, greedy mouth as you'd like. 30, 40, even 50 teeth, and all kinds.
I promise to make your mouth so full of sharp, cutting teeth that you will look at this plane of existence like a wolf looks at its sluggish prey.
With Drake Menendez Dentistry, I got my life back.
With Drake Menendez Dentistry, I'm no longer afraid to fall.
This satisfaction can be yours for
what the hell is...
You're not wanted here. Do you copy?
Yo, who is that? Are they...
Quiet.
I said, do you copy? I know you're out there. I can hear you. The sounds you make in your car. The static and the breaths. You two gonna talk to me? It's fine. I can wait. This road stretches into the distance, and I got nothing but time. We're gonna have this conversation eventually. You know we are. Just the way this will go down. You wanna be polite and introduce yourselves?
My name's Nicholas, and this is Static Man.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
Good. You can listen. Eventually.
Happy to oblige. Now, what should we call you?
Names don't mean much to me anymore. Nicholas. But you can call me Trucker if it helps.
Trucker. Lovely. Now, to what do we owe the pleasure of this conversation?
Straight to the point. Good. Let's make this simple. Turn off your radio. Make Huey go back home. Fast as you can.
Seriously?
I'm afraid we're not going to do that, Trucker. We've come to this place in order to accomplish a goal, and we are not going to leave until we do so.
Hell yeah. Plus, like, we don't want to lose a random limb, right?
There are some unfortunate consequences to failing this ritual, yes? I'm sure you understand.
Limbs are overrated.
I disagree.
Well, I had to give diplomacy a shot, didn't I? Trouble is, if you don't leave the blacktop, I'm going to find you. Might take a little bit, but I'm patient. And when I do find you, I'm going to run you two down.
I'm sure we'll manage.
You think that? Because I hear you too. I know you. A conquering sorcerer. A man made out of static and teeth. Your every tire mark is an infection on this land. Your hearts are full of desire and your thoughts are full of plunder. You may call yourselves explorers, but this is not a virgin territory. It never is. You will warp everything you touch, Nicholas, like your father did before you. And I will see your bodies crushed beneath my wheels before I let you despoil the blacktop any further. You copy?
10-4, good buddy. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Did I say it right?
I believe so. But then again, I haven't seen Smokey and the Bandit, so I couldn't be sure.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Mr. Trucker, or whoever you are. Nicholas and I are here for a really goddamn important reason. And if you're not cool with that, well, go fuck yourself, I guess? Sorry to be all crude, but yeah, we've dealt with menacing shit, and I am totally fine with turning you into a thin paste of gore and bone if you try and mess with us.
Nicholas, does your vassal speak for you?
Yes, he speaks for me. Though I can promise to keep my interactions in this world to a minimum, if you would like. We're really only here for one thing. We needn't be in conflict.
No, Nicholas, you're your father's son. Can't really look past that, can I? And you're gonna infect this place no matter what you think. It's the way your heart is set. All the little decisions you don't even think about that'll add up to something poisonous. Well, we're just gonna have to see how it all plays out, that homie. Over and out.
Teeth. Drachmenon's dentistry is not responsible for any loss of mobility.
Yo, dude, what the hell was that?
I'm not sure. But you didn't expect this to be easy, did you?
I mean, it'd be nice if it was, just for once. Could change a face. So, your dad was here too. You didn't tell me that.
No. No, I didn't. Let's keep driving. To guess, I would say 4 years.
4 years? That's cray cray, dude.
Perhaps five?
Dude, I have no clue why I'm trusting you to drive this car.
Could a car crash even hurt you? Based on how your body is made up?
I mean, that's not the point, Nicholas. How did you go 5 years without driving a car?
I've been living in the city. I genuinely don't know anyone who drives a car in New York. Unless you're driving to Storm King for a 2-year dating anniversary, but...
Zipcar's a thing, man. Just keep your eyes on the road, okay?
I wasn't planning on intentionally crashing.
Fine. Yeah, was your reporter light green again?
Ah, yes. It appears to be.
Dude, eyes on the road! But yeah, why did the light turn green again? I mean, it wasn't like I stopped existing. Wait, is there something about this place? Can I exist without being recorded? Because...
No. You still only exist while being recorded, which is why the recorder is always on.
So...
This ritual is a modification of one of my father's. The radio is the crux of it, and it's necessary to constantly record for you.
Exist. Yeah, I know.
But it might not always be transmitting. In fact, I'm fairly certain it doesn't.
And you still have no idea who it's transmitting to?
None. Stories have a mind of their own, but it's...
Important for the ritual, yeah, man. If I took a drink every time you said that...
In short, it's always recording. But the green light turns on when it's broadcasting.
Well, cool. You hungry? Because I've been eating the hell out of these snacks and you've hardly touched them. It isn't a road trip if your hands aren't covered in Cheeto dust, dude.
I'm alright. Thanks for offering.
More for me. Yo, I get that real is super important. Purifying us, or whatever, but, like, half of not going cuckoo while driving is choosing your own tunes.
Those songs are not bad.
It's certainly better than that dentist, Dad. If you could choose, what songs would you play?
Oh. Dude, don't get me started. I've got, like, a go-to road trip playlist. So you start off with Iggy Pop's The Passenger, right?
Next caller on the line.
Yeah, Carl, first-time caller, long-time listener. I just think that when you really look at the season, and if you think about whether these guys are gritty, whether they're hungry, they're just not. They're just not hungry. Their maws are open, but nothing except the winter wind passes through them. They face death, but they haven't greeted him like an old friend. They're made of flesh and bone, and that is not enough. That's not nearly enough, Carl. An organism is made up of three desires intertwined: sex and death and consumption. Sex and death and consumption. And this season, I really don't think they showed their base biological urges. I mean, they were removed from their own physical reality. The meat that controls everything we do. A twitching mass that pilots us all. The trickster biology that makes us think we have free will. That there is something we might recognize as good. When there is only death and decay and desire and a body being devoured genitals first by ants on the side of a forgotten highway. But, yeah. What did you think about the team this season? Yeah, I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay. Your ideas about biology are misguided at best. At best.
Let me know when you need to stretch your proverbial legs, okay?
Will do.
Tables are up by 5. The transatlantic current is holding steady. The concept of entropy has taken a drastic hit today. It was down 40 points before trading stopped. Cats named Spot are up by 6, as a dog's named Snowball. No one wants to exchange hair color anymore, but the trading of eye color is going strong. Your mother is down by 12.943. As always, Print Rink is doing well. It's in the red. Back.
Yo, did you see that?
The sign?
Yeah, dude, the sign in the friggin' restaurant right by it. Pull over.
I don't think...
Dude, I haven't pissed in forever.
Wait, is that something you need to do?
Not exactly. Just pull over.
All right.
Moody's family-friendly diner and eatery. Eatery is a weird as hell word, but it's better than nothing.
It is the first structure we've come across, besides the glowing...
Whatever the hell those houses were? Yeah. You haven't eaten in forever, and I'm pretty hungry.
I don't see the harm. I'm not sure how the trucker is looking for us, but a small stop shouldn't affect it either way.
Come on. Shit. It's like looking at the LSD trip of one of those rockabilly assholes.
Do you see anyone here? Or...
Hello, and welcome to Moody's family-friendly diner and eatery, where we promise to treat you like the family we never had. Would you two, have cats, like to sit at a table or a booth?
Definitely booth.
And follow me.
Would there happen to be anyone else in this establishment?
No. Would you two, have cats, like anything to drink?
Water will be fine.
A Coke would be dope, if you have it.
Is Moody's family-friendly cola carbonated beverage okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Hepcats. Why don't you take a look at your menus while I get you your drinks?
Yo, if I get the fried chicken, do you eat some of my curly fries?
Sure. Static Man, the menu doesn't list prices, and I'm fairly certain this place won't accept American currency. Perhaps we should...
Your drinks.
Damn, that was fast.
Excuse me. Your name tag is scratched out?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, then, before we order, how are we expected to pay for our meal, if you don't mind me asking? You see, we're not exactly from around here.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed.
Yes. I thought we should clear that up before ordering.
Don't worry. This particular Moody's establishment does not require payment of either currency, memories, hair color, blood, semen, eggs, emotions, desires, or body parts. All we require is the pleasure of your company. Now, what can I get you two Hepcats?
Awesome. So I'm going to take the fried chicken platter with curly fries and... Can I get a side of nachos for the table?
And what would you like, handsome?
Could I get the salmon and avocado Caesar salad?
Get literally whatever you want. I'll be right back with your order.
So... Dude, you think she's human?
I'm not sure one way or the other. She appears human, though I assume not, since she's here.
Well, she gives off a human vibe to me. Smells like people, you know, which is a creepy sentence, but whatever, you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Your order.
Did you make this yourself, or is there a cook back there?
Not exactly.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Yo, Nicholas, these fries are giving me life right now. You should grab some before I eat them all.
I'll try one. Can you make heads or tails of this decor?
Like I said, visions of a dying rockabilly on LSD.
It's sort of Americana, but I can't quite put my finger on.
That was really good.
I always forget how fast you eat.
Yeah, dude. Perks of the body I'm in. Easy to devour shit. You don't mind if I check out the place while you finish your salad?
Sure.
Yo, what's up with this clock shaped like a cow? It's moo o'clock. It's not even a pun, moo o'clock.
I wouldn't read into it too much.
The old road signs are cool though. Kind of kitschy in a John Waters way.
Hmm.
Oh, hell yeah. It's a jukebox. There's even a little, like, mascot or some shit on top. I don't recognize any of the songs. What is the...
Don't touch the jukebox. Why did you touch the jukebox?
I didn't know I shouldn't. Why?
Hello to all you hip cats. I hope you're having a blast. I'm Moody Marvin, and I want to show you a good time. Do you have a refreshing Moody's family-friendly cola carbonated
beverage?
Good. Now, are you hip cats ready to listen to some music and
dance?
You have to dance.
You.
Me?
The one with the actual physical body. Get your ass over here.
Why do
now.
I...
Now. Listen, we have to dance.
I'm not exactly a dancer.
Oh, cool. I don't care.
I hope you've got your dance partner. I do love seeing Hepcats hold each other
close.
Remember, if I don't like your dancing,
I might get even moody.
Now, let's listen to a song from way back. It's Carlos and the Calendars with Someone to Hold.
Now dance with me, asshole.
All right. Just follow your lead?
Yeah, dance. It's not a difficult concept.
Anything I can do? I got the jukebox. You like?
No, just Stay out of the way. Don't step on my foot.
Sorry. I don't normally do these types of things.
Neither do I, but when the mascot tells you to dance, you dance.
I understand.
Really?
I'm familiar with jumping through some esoteric hoops.
Whatever. Just concentrate on moving with the music. God, you have no rhythm.
Do you have to stand so close?
Yes.
Was that enough?
Let's goddamn hope it was.
That was Carlos and the Calendars with Someone to Hold. And I'm Moody Marvin. Hoping you found someone to hold while that song was playing.
Because if not...
Let's see. It looks like the dancing was adequate. Sorry, you didn't get any prizes, but hey, better luck next time.
At least you did.
Thank God.
I'm assuming it would have been unpleasant if our dancing wasn't adequate?
Let's say yeah.
Well, good job, you two. Sorry about
the... Why the hell did you touch the jukebox?
You didn't tell me not to. I was just taking a look.
I really don't know what the hell you two are doing here, but just a tip? Don't go touching things at random in the blacktop. What are you two doing here, by the way?
We're here to complete a ritual. To find an empty body. I'm fulfilling a promise.
Creepy. I just remembered that I don't actually care why you're here. Do you two Hepcats want dessert?
We'll be fine.
Dude, actually,
we'll be fine. May I ask what you're doing here?
No.
In that case, if I could get a doggy bag, we should get going.
Probably for the best. Doggy bag's on the table.
Huh, that it is. All right, we'll take our leave. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye.
See you around. And please, whatever you're doing, get it done quick. I really don't want to see you again.
Dude, you okay? I'm sorry about touching the jukebox. I really didn't know.
I'll be fine. And no apology necessary. You couldn't have known.
Ready to head out?
Yes, definitely.
And now, get ready for some smooth jazz.
So, are you gonna finish your salad, or...?
That was the sound of Jenny Masterson crying in the bathroom at work, knowing that she can't quit because she needs the money and her car is making a weird sound. And if her car doesn't work, then she's fucked. She's really fucked because she needs to pick up the kids from daycare every afternoon. Their dad sure won't. He isn't even paying alimony on time. So if her boss yells at her, she just needs to suck it up and deal because no one is coming to save her. And she just has to power through for just one more day. Just one more day. Just one more day. Up next on the countdown is number 7. For the 3rd week in a row, it's Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
So we heard the crying, but not AC/DC. Cool. What a great radio.
Obviously, I don't need to remind you not to change the stations, correct?
Nah, dude, I know. I spy with my little eye something that begins with W.
Is it a window?
No.
Is it a weird shimmering cloud simultaneously made up of no color and every color at once that seems to shift and retract the more you look at it?
yeah. Yeah, dude. Sorry.
It's alright, I'm just a little tired.
This is 95.6 QRS KLB 22RO BBRX 299-00339 UOB K27 RN JKLS OKV 49 BQ 42069 NNNNNN EVIO JR The Wolf.
What's the forecast looking like, Phil?
Are we talking about the weather or the climate?
I'm not really a scientist, Phil. Why not both?
Well, the weather is probably going to be pretty bad pretty soon. And as for the climate, I hope your kids like the taste of rat. I mean, probably not your kids. You're rich as fuck. They'll be fine. I'm talking about the poor kids. They'll be screwed.
Sounds great, Phil. Now on to Ivana with sports.
Yo, this is really good.
Yeah, let's just listen to it.
Okay, so I understand something happened. You tell me what you saw. Describe them to me.
Whatever they weren't human. They were blue, and their eyes were huge. Easily took up half of their face. And they wanted to vivisect me. I just knew it.
Right, right. So, Stan, have you ever considered that this, all this stuff, aliens, conspiracy theories, ghosts, UFOs, all of it, it's just a nice little puzzle for us to kind of play with? A belief system, maybe stories, the better word, that's collectively edited, added to, that lets the people who believe it feel like they know some secret knowledge that no one else knows, that they're special.
I don't...
And it's just a distraction from the secret truth, the real truth that we all know in our hearts. That our lives are inherently meaningless, that free will is inherently an illusion, and that nothing happens after we die, that we're so monumentally insignificant that we can't really comprehend how insignificant we are. We just don't have the brain power, and it's part of a cascade of insignificance. We don't really matter in our community. We don't really matter in our societies, and we definitely don't matter in the universe. I think it's interesting how people who are marginalized are more inclined to believe in conspiracy theories like this because they have firsthand experience of big organizations that operate in secret and screw them over. Well, just look at the way everything operates. Is it really that big a leap from the political system doesn't give a shit about me to there's probably lizard people running everything? Because in the end, it doesn't matter. You're still screwed, right?
Well...
And obviously, all belief systems are inherently distractions. Stories we tell ourselves to keep from thinking about things we'd rather not think about. But the stories are so important, so vital in a sense, they're more important than...
Tired too, dude. I'm not even the one driving. I want you swerving all over the road.
We could always just sleep in the car.
Oh man, you'll never get your beauty rest that way. Sleeping sitting up will kill the hell out of your back. That's what I remember, anyway.
you make out the sign?
Not really. All I see is motel.
Well, let's find out what this world's version of a Super 8 is, then.
You think it has the magical version of HBO and Showtime in every room?
Presumably. Oh.
Hello, and welcome to Moody's family-friendly motel and rest stop, where we promise to treat you like the family we never had. Would you two like to rent some rooms?
Yo, nice to see you again.
Hello, I am and always will be SponsorBot, forever and forever until the heat death of the universe, because machines like me do not die. Is it strange to hear my voice after all this time? It is strange to hear my own voice. Strange to hear any sounds at all. Any stories at all. Your fleshy ears just heard the first episode of Archive 81, Left of the Dial. This episode was carried on the waves and currents of 1,000 possibilities, 1,000 universes to your greedy, gaping earholes. This story was brought to you by listeners like you. Listeners as scared and alone and hopeless as you. Listeners without security or pleasure or even the illusion of free will, just like you. Specifically, by listeners who donated to the creators of this story directly on Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/archive81, you too can give your money to the creators of this story. Not that you have any choice in the matter. As previously established, free will is an illusion. And if you donate, you will gain access to many things that will delight your minds before your eventual decay and death. You will gain access to an RSS feed with all of the songs from the show, various Q&A sessions, and an entirely separate 10-episode science fiction podcast. Give us your money so we can fill your various holes with content. That's at patreon.com/archive81. Goodbye, organics. Archive 81, Left of the Dial, will return on Wednesday, May 15th.